Becca Duren cursed in Spanish. "Why are Latinas such hotheads?" her best friend Lissa asked. "And why are you being so obstinate?" Becca glanced from the window to Lissa, sitting at the kitchen counter. "I'm not. You weren't there, Lissa. You didn't hear what the elders suggested I do to fix things."
"Things? What things?"
she asked, pouring a glass of wine. Becca threw a hand in the air.
"The lack of men things."
Lissa smirked. "Flesh and blood men things or battery-operated men things?" Becca cracked a smile. "You're not helping."
"Au contraire. Good vibrations would have the old biddies on the council happily buzzing away and off your back. Problem solved."
She waggled her eyebrows. "Again, not helping, Liss." Lissa grinned.
"Maybe not, but at least my suggestion would put a smile on their wrinkly faces, which is more than I can say for you."
"I am not wrinkly." A smirk tugged at Becca's lips, despite herself.
"No, but neither are you smiling. Like ever. Since you took over as prowl leader, you aren't you anymore."
Humor fading, she eyed her friend.
"That's not fair, Liss. I didn't ask for this or for what happened."
"I know you didn't, and I didn't mean it that way. This whole situation is unfair, most of all to you." Lissa topped off Becca's wine glass.
"Drink it up and tell me what the council said."
Becca slid onto the bar stool across from Lissa and picked up her drink.
"You don't want to know. Their suggestions ran the gamut from the surreal to the ridiculous."
"Come on, how bad could they be?" Liss asked. Becca raised her glass and took a sip.
"Bad.
Try me." One proposal suggested capturing males from a rival clan or setting traps for humans hiking in the Pine Barrens. Lissa snorted into her wine, coughing.
"See?"
Becca nodded.
"Like we're some kind of Amazon tribe."
She ran a frustrated hand over her long, dark hair.
"Though with a 3-to-1 female-to-male ratio, it's only a matter of time."
"What did Lucia say?"
Becca shrugged again. "She vetoed the idea of booty raids."
"Don't tell me she was in favor of man traps." Liss raised an eyebrow. Becca shook her head with a chuckle.
"No, of course not. She's the only elder with any kind of sense. The rest are super old and batshit crazy and demand I find an appropriate mate to legitimize me as prowl leader."
"So where does that leave us?"
"I have no idea."
Becca exhaled.
"We need an alliance with a strong shifter pack. The council would prefer me to parlay with another lep, but I don't see how. We are the last North American leopards in a 500-mile radius. It's not an option."
Lissa chewed on the side of her lip and then grabbed her purse, fishing inside.
"What are you looking for?"
Her friend glanced up from rummaging.
"Don't fly off the handle, but I think I have the answer to your dilemma."
Becca drained her wine glass.
"It's not my dilemma, Liss. It's our dilemma. All of us."
"Exactly." Lissa held out her phone.
"How is your cell phone going to solve our problem?"
"No, dummy, look at the pic on my screen." Liss motioned again. Becca took her friend's phone and glanced at the screen.
"It's a business card."
Lissa exhaled.
"Yes, very good. It's also a rectangle. Geez, Beck, read the damn card."
Becca's eyes scanned the slightly blurry writing. "Jerry Wilder, paranormal date." Her eyes flew to her friend.
"Oh, no. I am not calling a dating service."
"It's not a service, it's an agency, Beck. And from what I overheard, this woman is the real deal.